It's the 19th of February, and that means here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station,
run on for a long time.
It's Shane Doan Day all throughout the day. We're giving away a pair of tickets to see Shane Doan's jersey retirement ceremony, which comes up Sunday. Obviously well thought out to be done against Winnipeg. Coming up in the next 45 minutes, we'll give you a chance to be a winner. Shane Doan does not get a chance to be a winner for tickets for his own jersey retirement, but he's joined us right now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Light to celebrate Shane Doan Day with his walk-up music, of course. Doaner, good morning. Welcome to Doaner Day. Is this everything you've ever dreamed of on your day?
This is getting a little awkward, isn't it?
I knew you'd be the only one that thought that.
No, but I mean, this horse is dead and they're still beating it. So, anyways.
Well, I like it because Max Starks is filling in for Wolf. The Wolf couldn't even be here for your own day. Now, do you take offense to that?
No, because I really, really like Matt, so that's awesome.
Thank you, Shane.
Max feels very important now in the replacement of Ron Wolfley. We're going to drag you into something that you don't want to do, but you're fun and you'll play along anyway. Today, in order for us to give away tickets, where it's caller number 19, and no, we're not giving them away now, so don't call in. But when we actually play the sounder, we have to give our three favorite Doan memories. I've done it today. Maloney's done it today. Bear and Max are going to do it in the next 2 hours. We're sticking it with you now. What are your top three Doaner memories?
My top three Doaner memories?
Yes, anything. It could be something in a locker room. It could be the hat trick. It could be a playoff game. It could be a Dustin Brown fight. I don't care. What are your top three Doaner moments?
Well, I think the first is definitely my first goal in the NHL.
Okay.
Actually, my first game in the NHL, then my first goal in the NHL, and probably the last game in the NHL. Wow. Those will be ones that I never, ever forget. And that's pretty simple, and that's pretty easy.
One of mine, and I know you're not going to like it, but it was the pain on your face that we all felt as fans of yours during the uncle speech. Because of just, you're allowed to say it now, you won't get ripped for it anymore, just how bad the officiating was in that playoff, and your feelings of what do you want from us, and it is exactly how, I mean, even you, that's about as close as you could even get to being unclassy, and you still beat anybody else on the class scale for you being that classy during the uncle speech. That's, what does it still hurt when you think about how close you guys were that year?
Yeah, you know what? I think why it hurt so much that right at that moment was it had taken, I think it was like 17 years or 16 years to get to that point or 17 years to get to that point. And I probably recognized that, man, we might not ever get here again. Mm-hmm. And that's what was going through my head the whole time coming off the ice and starting to get undressed and realizing that that's probably as close as I'm going to get to the Stanley Cup. I mean, it was obviously I had hoped that we could do it again the following year, but I had recognized how difficult it was to get to that point already. Mm-hmm. And that's where it was like I couldn't. Yeah, I was a little bit emotional, a little bit caught up. So
Shane Doan joining Doug and Wolf this morning. Max Starks is filling in for Wolf. I want to throw out a crazy piece of news and ask you why this doesn't happen in your game. There's a chance, we don't know if it'll really happen, but the Cardinals could trade for Antonio Brown of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Antonio Brown actually worked out on an elliptical while he's working out and declared that if anybody has guaranteed money, he wants it, and asked people to stop calling him AB and start calling him Mr. Big Chest.
What?
Yes, Mr. Big Chest. And
I
got to know from you, if there was a hockey player that could actually help you win a Stanley Cup, but he had announced before he's becoming a Coyote that he wants to be called Mr. Big Chest, would you still want that guy?
Ooh, I'd want to play against that guy, but how good is he going to be for me? He's going to be really, really good. Is he going to help me win?
I'm supposing, and we're talking about one of the premier wide receivers, because this is like a Fitz question. Does Fitz really want to babysit his last year, or maybe second to last year, however long Fitz has, if it can help the Cardinals get to a playoff? Yet at the same time, boy, what a miserable season dealing with this guy. Why doesn't this happen in hockey? Why are there no guys that declare themselves Mr. Big Chest in your game?
Because and this is there's fighting in our sport. That's really
yes, it is. They will test that chest.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you were to say, okay, Max, you can get a hold of him and do what you want to him if you're playing against him, for and then you're going to just have to sit on the sidelines for 5 minutes. They probably wouldn't be as many people doing that, in my mind. I'm just, it is truly one of the spanking you get when you aren't listening. So
I know. I mean, it's one of those things. Like, I was like, if I knew how to skate, you know, I wouldn't need a stick, guys. I wouldn't need a stick. I mean, I would love to be an enforcer out there. I mean, especially after watching as many Penguins games as I did back when I was in Pittsburgh, I was like, man, this looks like so much fun. I'm like, I would literally be able to fight. I can't do this in the NFL.
Donor, are there enough fights? Have they ruined it by taking so many out, or do we have the right amount? And you know the whole concussion thing, which is fair to bring up because it isn't a good idea to subject everybody to it, but do we need to have more fights again?
I don't know. I really think it's part of our sport that is very valuable and for particularly a reason like this. But on top of that, just in general, to hold guys accountable, I do think that I think we're probably right around the right amount. There could be maybe a little bit more. I do know that if a fight does break out, that people do not run for the exits and mm-hmm. beg to leave the building. They actually leave their food at the concession stand and run back to watch. I mean, that's just the way it is. So I'm not saying that it's something that we need, but I'm saying that it's something that we should never get rid of.
Mm-hmm. And to follow up on that, I have to ask the question: what was your most memorable fight in your NHL career, or satisfying fight?
Oh, most memorable. Well, I think you always remember that I got beat up one time, and I'll never ever forget that because that sticks with you. Sean Brown beat me up against Edmonton, but it was at that time the only game that was the only way it was broadcast was on radio. Thank goodness. Unless you were in the building that night, no one really saw it, so I don't know if it happened. So that would be one. And then what would be the most memorable? I don't know. I had a couple with the guy Jason Marshall that were fun. They were good fights, and those ones, you know, remember if at the end of it was like a good fight. Like we both liked each other and we got along well, and it was a good fight.
How often does a captain just say like when? How often did you know in a game we don't have it, and the only way we're gonna get it is if I get in a fight?
Well, yeah, it happened probably only once or twice. One of the times it did happen was when Dustin Brown and I fought. And that was one of those times. It was an unbelievable game. We were just starting on a roll where we'd won, I think, 11 in a row. We ended up winning 11 in a row. It was a 1-0 win. And they had a good team. And I ended up fighting Brown. Marty Hansel ended up fighting somebody. Rafi Torres ended up. There was like four fights in the first period or in the first period and a half. And we ended up winning 1-0. And Smitty was unbelievable. And it was one of those games that kind of, not only was it a game that we won that was great, but it kind of felt like it turned everything in our season to go in the right direction. It was the very beginning of 11 in a row. And then we went on. I think we won the division. We won the division that year. And it was awesome.
When you, I don't know if you, I'm sure you did, but I shouldn't assume. When you watched Monday's game, what are your thoughts when you watch Smith in goal on one side and the Coyotes on the other?
Well, I was, it's an awkward one because you're cheering for Smitty to do well and the Coyotes to win, and I don't know how that's going to happen. So Smitty won, but he did play really well too. You know what? He's one of those guys that you end up cheering for your friends. And Max says, "Hey, you end up cheering for your friends. You don't really have." Obviously, I have an alliance to the Coyotes, but you want your ex-teammates and guys that you really mm-hmm. like, you want them to do well more than you care about what the team does. So if OEL could have three and Smitty could have a shutout and Max could have, you know, you get that in your mind, and that's kind of what you go with.
With a Shane Doan Day going on today, Doner's going to be live in studio from 1 to 3. He's coming into the Auction Community Studios, spending an hour with Bickley and Murata, and then spending another hour with Burns and Gambo. I believe that if you had to name anybody on this staff that would ever try to go by the name Mr. Big Chest, is it Gambo?
I think that's on his license plate. I'm pretty sure he has that on his license plate. I think. Is that not what he has on his license plate? Or he checks into the pit. That's what the name that he uses when he checks into his gym, the pit. That's his stall number. It's what's on his stall.
Is it scary that he's been here for almost your entire run?
Yeah, it is. I mean, people still want to listen to him after this long.
I think this will be airing at some point between 2 and 3 today when Shane Doan gets in. I know that very rarely does anybody in this city want me representing all of them, but just simply thanks for everything, for keeping this thing afloat when I know you won't take credit for it. And from the bottom of our heart, when are you going to buy this team or at least become an investor? Come on, Doner.
Well, if I find enough money, I'd try, but that might be a little bit of a challenge.
Oh, that's great to talk to you. Man, have fun today, Shane, and have a great time Sunday. That's really when it matters.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Max. Thanks, guys.